Have you ever been somewhere for the first time? Someplace totally new. Maybe it made you feel a little uneasy, like there were some familiar things, but other things that felt kind of odd. Maybe it made you feel like you didn't quite fit in. Maybe it made you feel a little bit awkward. For some of you, it was the feeling you had when you moved to a new town or started going to a new school. Some of the things were the same, like you still had teachers and a locker and a backpack and those nasty school lunches, but other things were just a little bit different. Like some of the words people used, or what they thought was funny, or what some of the people were into. Maybe at your old school, people thought that the athletes were the cool people, and everybody made fun of the theater people. But at your new school, it's the smart academic students that get all the praise, and people make fun of the jocks and assume they're just not that smart. I remember when I moved to the South, sweet tea was everywhere. Chick-fil-A was everyone's fast food of choice, and country music dominated the radio. It wasn't quite like moving to a new country, but there were enough differences for me to notice a bit of culture shock. Maybe going to church or being a Christian feels a bit like that to you. You have this whole normal life of home and sports and school, but then you go to church and it just feels slightly off. There's music, but it's not the kind of music you hear on the radio. People are talking, but using a language and a vocabulary that you wouldn't use anywhere else. And people laugh, but at completely different kinds of jokes than you hear at school. And maybe you've never really put it into words this way before, but the more you think about it, the more it feels like you are a little torn between these two worlds. For example, when you're hanging out with people from school or from your sports team and everything seems great, your friends talk about the things they talk about and you buy into it. It feels totally normal and it's fun. But then you go to church and you are around a totally different group of people. And that feels normal and fun too, but in a completely different way. Sometimes they even talk about stuff and you kind of buy into it. It kind of feels right, even though they're saying things that may challenge the way that you're living your life in the real world. But then the weekend comes and you're with your other friends again, and they are awesome. But if you talk about some of the things you talk about at church, things begin to get weird. Now, maybe you don't think about it all that much, but sometimes if you do, you do feel stuck between two worlds. Sometimes you aren't sure where you belong, or which group you belong to, or what you're supposed to do, or what you're not supposed to do, or where you're supposed to go, or where you're not supposed to go. But is this how it's supposed to be? How are we supposed to act when we feel like we're living in two separate worlds and we don't totally fit in either one of them? This isn't a new problem. Not even close. In fact, this has been a problem that people have been experiencing for centuries. And today, we're going to look at something a guy named Paul wrote about to new Christians nearly 2,000 years ago. Paul is famous for writing most of what we call the books of the New Testament, the second half of the Bible. But in reality, they really weren't books. They were letters that Paul wrote to some of the churches that had just been started. And one of those churches was in a city called Philippi. And even though they lived 2,000 years ago, the Christians in Philippi were feeling some of the same things you might be feeling right now. Philippi was a city in Greece and part of the Roman Empire. The people receiving Paul's letter were part of a new church that Paul had planted. Now, that doesn't sound all that bad, but the truth was the Roman Empire did not look kindly on Christians. The Romans worshiped lots of different gods and celebrated behaviors and actions that Christians did not participate in. They didn't understand Christians and what they were about, and because of that, they tried to get rid of them. They arrested them. They persecuted them. They killed them for sport. Talk about feeling a clash of cultures. The Philippians were literally living torn between two worlds. There was their Christian world, and there was their Roman Empire world. And this raised a lot of questions. Were they supposed to act like Philippians? Were they supposed to act like Greeks, like Romans, like Christians? They were so confused. And so Paul wrote this letter to them while he was in prison in Rome himself for preaching the good news about Jesus. And in the middle of his letter, Paul writes something very interesting, something that might give all of us a clue as to how we should act and think as we navigate this culture clash that we find ourselves in. In Philippians 1:27, Paul writes, "Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ." Now, did you catch that? He said, "Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven." Now, what does that even mean? Well, to start, even though we may not use the word citizen all that much, you already are a citizen of somewhere, whether you were born there or came to that place later. Not long ago, I watched someone become a citizen of the United States. And I have to admit, it was really interesting. The people in the room that day were from all different places. They spoke different languages and they dressed differently. But when they left the room that day, they were all citizens. They all had agreed to some basic things. And from that point forward, they were all a part of the same group, Americans. And what's really interesting is that not all of those people live in the U.S. Some got on a plane the next day, either for a vacation or to work or to go somewhere else entirely, but they left with a U.S. passport. In fact, before they left, there was a reminder that no matter where they go, they represent the United States. They were all still American, whether they lived here or not, because citizenship isn't about where you are, it's about who you belong to. Now, maybe you've never been through a ceremony like that, but you are a citizen of a country, a state, or a city, even if you never really think about it. And it's not just about places. Chances are, you are sort of like citizens to the sports teams that you play for, or the dance team, or the theater club. People there depend on you. You have to work together and be around each other. There are rules that everyone follows and a culture that develops within that group. The same is true with groups of friends or cliques that hang out. So in that way, we're actually citizens of lots of groups. But even above all of those groups that you identify with, Paul says to put another citizenship even higher than all of those. He says, above all, live as citizens of heaven. Now, right now, you're probably thinking, hey, wait, I don't live in heaven. I'm not even sure if that's a real thing. Look, that's okay. It's a weird phrase, but being a citizen of heaven isn't about being from there or living there. It's about belonging to a group of people. Being a citizen is about who you are. It means you've trusted Christ, that you believe God when he says, "You are my people." Think about that. We belong to him. We are citizens in the group that is his people. In a strange sense, it's like we have dual citizenship. Yes, we are definitely a part of the place where we live. We are citizens of our community. We live and eat and breathe and interact with our friends and families and the culture around us. But we are also a part of something much bigger. We are part of the entire family of believers that have trusted in Jesus as their Savior throughout the centuries. This group of people is called the church, as in not just the building, but the people. Paul wasn't asking the Philippians to stop being a part of their world. He was just reminding them that there is a difference between where you are and who you are. He was asking them to make sure that they remembered to bring who they were to where they were. Paul is saying that the things we do should reflect that we are citizens of heaven, that our actions should reflect the message or the good news of Jesus. Jesus brought a message of hope for the world and compassion for others. And when our lives look the same way, we are living as citizens of heaven, even though we're physically here on earth, in our community, and in our school, and on our teams, and in our social groups. But it isn't easy, is it? There are still moments when you who are a citizen of heaven or a follower of Jesus doesn't quite fit with where you are, at school, with your friends, or with your teammates. So here's what I'm asking you to do this week. First of all, I want to ask you to do this. Pay attention to the tension. In other words, the weirdness you sometimes feel going back and forth between your friends and church isn't necessarily a bad thing. You should feel a little bit of a culture clash in your life if you are a citizen of one place and then living in another. I mean, honestly, if you are a follower of Jesus and don't feel some sense that there is more to this life than just living for yourself, then something's wrong. We never want to forget we are citizens of heaven, but right now we are residents of earth. So we ought to live with both places in mind. How? Begin by asking yourself these two questions. One, am I being a good citizen of both here and of heaven? And two, am I bringing who I am to where I am? You see, God wants us to be engaged in this world while at the same time representing him as a citizen of heaven. That means that he doesn't want us to avoid being a part of this world. He doesn't ask us to hide in our churches at all hours and only be friends with other Christians. He wants us in the world around us, but living in a way that is different from the world. He wants us to represent Jesus and Jesus' message everywhere we go. That means in your family, your neighborhood, your classroom, your sports team, your dance team, or whatever it is you're into. Your highest purpose of being there is to live as a citizen of heaven and represent God to a broken world. So as we wrap up, I want you to think about what it would look like for you to live as a citizen of heaven while also being a part of the groups and friends and community you're already in. Jesus provided a perfect example of this. He was from heaven, literally, and he was fully engaged with the people and culture he was placed in. He touched sick people. He hung out with all kinds of people, and not just religious people. All the while, he made out-of-this-world decisions and blew the minds of his friends by the way he lived as a citizen of heaven, but also as a resident of earth. And as we follow his example, we are called to do the same.